Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for March 11th, read by Kurt L. from Albuquerque, New Mexico, USA. AA thoughts for the day. Willpower. We AAs know the futility of trying to break the drinking obsession by willpower alone. However, we do know that it takes great willingness to adopt AA's 12 steps as a way of life that can restore us to sanity. Bill W. Letter, 1966, as Bill sees it, page 88. Thought to consider. Willingness is doing what I have to, whether I want to or not. Acronyms, let go, leave everything to God, okay? Just for today, powerlessness. Step 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Isn't it true that in all matters touching upon alcohol, each of them has decided to turn his or her life over to the care, protection, and guidance of Alcoholics Anonymous? Already a willingness has been achieved to cast out one's own will and one's own ideas about the alcohol problem in favor of those suggested by AA. A willing newcomer feels sure AA is the only safe harbor for the foundering vessel he has become. Now, if this is not turning one's will and life over to a newfound providence, then what is? 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 35. Daily Reflections. Good Orderly Direction. It is when we try to make our will conform with God's that we begin to use it rightly. To all of us, this was a most wonderful revelation. Our whole trouble has been the misuse of willpower. We had tried to bombard our problems with it instead of attempting to bring it into agreement with God's intention for us. To make this increasingly possible is the purpose of AA's 12 steps, and step 3 opens the door. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 40. All I have to do is look back at my past to see where my self-will has led me. I just don't know what's best for me, and I believe my higher power does. God, G-O-D, which I define as good orderly direction, has never let me down, but I have let myself down quite often. Using my self-will in a situation usually has the same result as forcing the wrong piece into a jigsaw puzzle, exhaustion and frustration. Step 3 opens the door to the rest of the program. When I ask God for guidance, I know that whatever happens is the best possible situation. Things are exactly as they're supposed to be, even if they aren't what I want or expect. God does for me what I cannot do for myself if I let Him. As Bill sees it, truth, the liberator. How truth makes us free is something that we AAs can well understand. It cut the shackles that once bound us to alcohol. It continues to release us from conflicts and miseries beyond reckoning. It banishes fear and isolation. The unity of our fellowship, the love we cherish for each other, the esteem in which the world holds us, all of these products of the truth which, under God, we have been privileged to perceive. Just how and when we tell the truth or keep silent can often reveal the difference between genuine integrity and none at all. Step 9 emphatically cautions us against misusing the truth when it states, we made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would it injure them or others. Because it points up the fact that the truth can be used to injure as well as to heal, this valuable principle certainly has a wide-ranging application to the problem of developing integrity. Grapevine, August 1961. Big Book Quote. Resentment is the number one offender. It destroys more alcoholics than anything else. Alcoholics Anonymous, How It Works, page 64. 24 hours a day. AA thought for the day. By having quiet times each morning, we come to depend on God's help during the day, especially if we should be tempted to take a drink, and we can honestly thank Him each night for the strength He has given us. So our faith is strengthened by these quiet times of prayer, by listening to other members, by working with other alcoholics, by times of quiet meditation. Our faith in God gradually becomes strong. Have I turned my drinking problem entirely over to God without reservations? Meditation for the day. It seems as though when God wants to express to men what he is like, he makes a very beautiful character. Think of a personality as God's expression of character attributes. Be as fit an expression of God-like character as you can. When the beauty of a person's character is impressed upon us, it leaves an image which in turn reflects through our own actions. So look for beauty of character in those around you. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may look at great souls until their beauty of character becomes a part of my soul. I pray that I may reflect this character in my own life. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota, 55012. This is Kurt. I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.